And now to Afghanistan, where the Taliban have started recruiting children to launch attacks on their intended targets. Over the past 6 months, more than 70 children have been arrested before they could blow themselves up near military camps. This report by Fayez Khurshid.
NATO forces are leaving Afghanistan. Most of them have already gone, but they left this country in a big mess. The conflict is not over. It's escalating. These kids are all the new generation of this war. They're innocent witnesses of what happened in their country over the past 13 years. Some of them have joined the Taliban. 10-year-old Despoishmai was forced by his brother, who is a Taliban commander in Helmand, to wear a suicide vest and blow herself up near a foreign military camp.
My brother Zahir and his friend Jabbar forced me to wear a suicide vest. They also gave me extra black clothes to wear after crossing the river. They brought me to the river at night, but when I saw the water and how cold it was, I shouted and said it's too cold and I couldn't cross the water. Everyone in my family knew about it. They took me back home and took the vest off my body.
Spojmai was found innocent later on. Under the Afghan Penal Code, children are not prosecuted when they are forced into an illegal activity. But her story did heat up the war of words between the Afghan government and the Taliban.
The girl, whose name is Spojmai, was forced by two Taliban commanders to wear a suicide vest and to try to blow up the police base. One of the commanders is her brother. This innocent girl shouldn't be doing this.
It's not an isolated story. It's one of the many. In this video, Taliban force a young boy to wear a suicide vest. They're trying to persuade him that suicide is allowed, and he will get 72 virgins in paradise if he kills foreign troops or those that support them. The video was widely circulated in this country, and reactions also mounted. Human rights activists consider the Taliban's use of kids as bombers an egregious affront to humanity. Here's what Brad Adams, the Asia Director for Human Rights Watch, had to say. The Taliban's use of children as suicide bombers is not only sickening, but it makes a mockery of Mullah Omar's claim to protect children and civilians. Any political movement or army that manipulates or coerces children into becoming human bombs has lost touch with basic humanity. It has been an insurgent tactic for several years, but it has increased recently. Taliban first kidnap or recruit children, wash their brains, and then send them to attack NATO and Afghan military targets. It has also pushed the death toll among children in this country to an average of one a day.
Families, they have different and very sad stories to tell about their personal lives. All they think about is how to win food and survive. So they're easily recruited by the Taliban insurgents to join their ranks and fight back in return for a few hundred dollars.
Zubaida Akbar works for Save the Children for many years here in Kabul. Their job is to reach out to children that need help. We asked her if Save the Children could save the lives of children since they have started operating here.
Kabul, we have many centers, we call child-friendly centers, where we bring street-working children together in the center for 1 year and we try to help them have access to education and also learn about their child rights issues. And we try to talk to parents about how it's important that children are not forced to work.
Zubaida is deeply concerned about the future of Afghan children. She knows how grim their life is. Zubaida calls on all warring parties to stop harming children and using them as political pawns.
We are very concerned about children being the victims of any kind of conflict or any political situation. We have made clear statements about not making children the instruments of war, not using children during conflicts, and not creating situations where children will be directly involved in the conflicts or used in conflicts.
Her concerns have been also echoed by the United Nations. But the trend has not changed so far. The number of children suicide bombers is rapidly increasing, and they can be seen much more than ever now in front lines. In the past 6 months alone, the police here has arrested over 70 children for terrorist attempts. However, the arrests have not affected the recruitment process of the Taliban. Faiz Khurshid reporting for Reporters File, Kabul.